Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So we have the interest or the inflation rate at 7.7%, the highest in 40 years. Who was the prime minister 40 years ago? Oh, yeah. Gasoline is over $2 per liter. Fearful homeowners speak of selling if interest rates rise. Scotiabank chief economist, as I just read you in the headline, says the federal government is doing almost nothing to fight inflation and help the Bank of Canada. Also advises the federal government to cut back on spending. I did invite the chief economist of Scotiabank to be on this program this weekend and speak to that. They declined. The stock markets plunge. We know that. So we're going to talk about all of this. Inflation, interest rates, food. Energy costs are going up, and that small matter of some Canadians, one in four, fearful they may lose their homes if interest rates continue to climb. So this is all important stuff, and I'm going to be going to the phones and hear your thoughts on maybe what you're doing to try to protect yourself as much as you can. I'll tell you something of what I've done. And then we'll take some phone calls. But let's first talk with Professor Moshe Lander. He's from Concordia University in Montreal, teaches international trade, money and banking, and he's an expert on inflation, recession, and unemployment. So, Professor Lander, that would make you a popular man right now.
I guess it makes me a popular man, but it doesn't necessarily make me popular in what I have to say.
No, I'll make the distinction between the two.
Sure.
Let's talk about what the reality is. Inflation in May reached 7.7% increase. That's an increase over May of 21. The fastest it's done that since 1983, according to StatsCan. Gasoline jumped 12% in 1 month and 48% when compared to what the price of gas was in May of 2021. The food basket rose 9.7% over its cost in May of last year. So what does this say to you? Is the word recession flashing?
Yes, but not necessarily because of all of the inflation stuff. I think that because inflation is now reaching levels where higher interest rates are inevitable, those higher interest rates are probably bound to tip the Canadian economy, if not into a technical recession, certainly into something that feels like a recession.
So what does there are people, and I've talked to a number of people over the last 2 days and asked them what their definition of recession is, and I've had some very interesting responses, and that makes me ask you the question, what exactly, in layman's terminology, is a recession? If we have a recession in this country, how's it going to affect the average Canadian?
So the textbook definition of a recession is when you have two consecutive quarters of declining GDP. GDP is gross domestic product. That's the standard measure of how much an economy is producing. Whether we actually have that or not is only known after the fact. GDP figures are usually released about 6 weeks after the end of a quarter. So if we were going to have, say, two consecutive quarters of declining GDP, we wouldn't know about it for essentially 7.5 months, right? 6 weeks after the end of the second quarter. So, you know, it's one of those things that we'll only know it once we're in it. That said, we can certainly recognize now what it might feel like to have an economic slowdown. And as interest rate increases occur with greater frequency and with greater intensity, the fact is that consumers are going to be confronted with steady disposable income. But more of that money is going to be used to pay interest on accumulated debts that we've run up, mortgages, lines of credit, car loans, student loans, if they're still floating around out there. That means then there's going to be less money to spend on other things. That's what's going to give us the microeconomic feeling of a recession.
Okay, so our monthly bills just get larger, effectively.
Yeah, you said it, you know, grocery bills, you know, jumping almost 10%, gasoline prices 50% higher than a year ago. The one thing you didn't mention was escalating rents in many, many Canadian cities. Those three things together are probably the vast majority of our disposable income, whatever income status we have. And so when we're paying more for all of those things, There's just less money to go to the local bar, or less money to go to the movie theaters, less money to go on vacation, less money for everything else, basically.
Less money to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of those things where, you know, coupon clipping is back de rigueur, I guess, that, you have to make sure that you're looking for every possible deal that's out there, because it's just, it's difficult to make ends meet now for almost everybody, because we're not getting 7.7% raises. Nobody in the last 6 months would have foreseen that that's the type of wage increase to ask for. And so in real terms, in terms of purchasing power, our money isn't stretching as far, and so it is making us make the complicated decisions of what's important and what can wait.
I can't wait for Mr. Trudeau to just tell everybody to go and clip coupons. That will be good election strategy. So the Scotiabank chief economist said the federal government is doing almost nothing to fight inflation and assist the Bank of Canada. He also suggested, the Scotiabank chief economist suggested to the feds they cut back on their spending. Would that be your advice?
I'm not a politician, so yeah, that would be my advice as an economist. But you know, when I'm sitting here in front of an open mic, I also don't have to face a voter, right? I can only imagine what the blowback would be if the Prime Minister were to hold a press conference, say, I know that many Canadians are struggling with the effects of high inflation right now, so the Canadian government has come up with a brilliant solution. We're going to spend less. You're going to get less money from us now, and we feel that that's the appropriate solution. It's the solution that will get you through a macroeconomics exam in university, because it's the correct thing to do. It's just, it's not going to win you votes. And so I don't imagine that you would hear them say that.
Yeah, I think many Canadians would probably be agreeable if the government said, we're just not going to spend more. We will hold the spending line. And maybe that's what the chief economist at Scotiabank had in mind. I invited them on the show, but they didn't. They said no. The Bank of Canada target is 2% inflation. It's been above that for 15 months. Does the Bank of Canada bear any responsibility for the situation we find ourselves in, for underestimating the reality as far as inflation is concerned?
I'll give you a political answer here now. I'll say yes and no. Yes, they do. They have a responsibility to keep inflation between 1% and 3%. And increasing interest rates is a very powerful lever because there's no upper bound to how far you can increase interest rates, right? I don't know that we're going to return to 1983. By the way, the answer to your question is that it was Prime Minister Trudeau in 1983. But I don't know that we're going to go back to that type of double-digit interest rates, 25% mortgages and things like that. But they could increase it until inflation comes down, because it destroys consumer spending and it does tip the economy into a recession. They don't bear responsibility, though, because we've had 2 years of an unprecedented virus that spread around the world, created wave after wave of lockdowns that were out of sync with the major parts of the global economy. And I think that the Bank of Canada took the approach of, you don't kill a patient when it's dying on its own. You do everything you can to save the patient, and then you worry about the cleanup after. So I think they maybe look the other way on maybe some of the inflationary pressures, merely to allow the Canadian economy to survive some sort of terminal issue, if they had gone about increasing interest rates at the first sign of inflation. But now they have to clean up that mess that they allowed to get out of hand.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.